thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. And I am honored and excited to meet a guy that I've heard on the radio. I've never met in person, but I've been to a show. John Waite, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, John.
Hi there. How are we all doing?
Awesome.
Wendy and I are both, don't take this the wrong way, but we're both amazed at how you have not let yourself go even a little bit, not
oh,
even
man.
A tad.
I said it nicer. I said, you look great. Bill's like, you didn't let yourself go.
Where would I go?
I don't know.
You know, seriously, kids.
I don't know. But you look the same.
No,
you,
I...
Whatever you're
you know,
doing...
I got good genes. My mom's 92.
God bless
really?
Her.
Yeah, my mom's 92, so I expect to be around for a while. I lived through all the 60s, 70s mayhem, and well, the 70s forward, really. That's
yeah.
when I kicked off, in the middle of the 70s. But
yeah.
it's always been fun. But I always kind of know when to slow down and
Do you?
Go home and take a nap.
But know? Doesn't this life,
take a nap.
Playing music, that's got to be good for just rejuvenating the soul, for keeping you young to some extent.
Well, it spares me some enormous therapy bills.
Does it?
You know, yeah. I can sing about the stuff that's on my mind and in my heart, and I
yeah.
can just like put it out there. And I think if you can do that, it's like unloading on the, you know, you just get rid of all the dark stuff. Really.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're on stage with, like, singing to, like, in a big festival situation, singing to maybe 10,000 people, I mean, wow, what an experience it is to sort of communicate like that to people. And you just feel energized
sure.
by it. You know, people energize you.
Yep.
We would not survive without music. Seriously.
It's the most wonderful thing in the world, really. It's how people talk to each other that can't speak the same language.
That's totally it. That's how we can come together.
Yeah.
You have two new records coming out?
Yeah. Two years ago, I put out an acoustic EP called Wooden Heart. Just a couple of songs that I really loved, you know. I just wanted to get something out there. And I just finished a record that's called Acoustic Anthology, which is like a handful of songs from my, like, Missing You, Isn't It Time? Quite a few songs that I recut just acoustically, and then found the acoustic songs from the previous albums that I like the most. And it's just a collection. It's like 14 songs. And we're touring this thing called a Wooden Heart Tour at the moment, where it's two acoustic guitars, bass and drums.
That's it.
And that's it's just great. You know,
yeah.
you play to a sold-out crowd, and they're talking to you. People are actually in the front row saying, why did you do that?
Yeah.
You know, and why are you doing this? And you end up just having a really personal conversation with somebody in the audience.
So
you
it's
play
more pure, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, I bet.
There's a different energy playing with a full band. It's almost violent. There's almost
yeah.
like confrontational. Like the Who, the Stones, Led Zeppelin. There's almost a thing of making a really giant, loud statement. But when you dial it back, the soul of something is more transparent.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Who are some of your inspirations for songwriting?
Oh, man. Everybody. I mean, honestly, it's like saying, who do you listen to? But I listen to everybody. I mean, you can hear poetry in the smallest thing. Bob Dylan, actually, we're just talking about that today. Bob Dylan is probably indefinable. He's just, you couldn't even start to explain that to somebody else. But, you know, Bowie, I mean, just incredibly musical and articulate. John Lennon, you know, I mean, there's so many great poets. It's not really poetry, it's music. And that's two separate things, but to use music as a vehicle to put poetry across or you know, magic. You can say so much with, like, two words. You
yeah.
know, it's like, you know, it's just a beautiful thing.
John, have you been able, you just mentioned some pretty heavy hitters. Have
yeah.
you ever articulated that to a guy like David Bowie or to Bob Dylan and said, you what you do just knocks me out of the water. I can't.
Well, I met Dylan in Japan once.
Yeah.
I was walked into this restaurant with my manager, and both profoundly jet lagged. Bob was sat in the middle of this restaurant, surrounded by Japanese people, by himself in a white suit.
Yeah,
and obviously had jet lag too. So I walked up. We walked up, and he got introduced, and it was a very friendly, nice guy. And you're just looking at Bob Dylan, thinking, how would I begin to even, you know, like I met Pete Townsend, you know, and
yeah.
jammed on stage with Pete Townsend 5 minutes later in a small club in New York.
Wow.
And Steve Marriott. And, you know, I've met a lot of people that I admired, and they always turn out to be sharp and cool.
Oh, good.
You know, I've never met anybody that I really thought, well, you meet a couple that you just go like, what?
Really?
How did you get to that?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's a very small percentage.
You don't want to say who, I'm guessing. No. I'd love to hear it, but if you don't want to say it, don't say it. Every once in a while, though, you get a little disappointed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tragic, because if you admire the music,
yeah,
it means you can't listen to the music anymore in the same way. You know,
ruins it.
How did you take that left turn, you know? But that's humanity. That's people get messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw Donovan, who was in town at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, and it was amazing. 70-some years old, telling stories, and just an intimate...
I just did just Catch the Wind.
Oh, that is my favorite song. Oh, my God.
It's, that's on the new acoustic record.
Really? Oh, good.
I will just be getting that.
Marvelous. I mean, Donovan, man, you know, Sonny Good Street.
Yeah.
You know, Atlantis. Reedy River. You know, it's such a Universal Soldier.
Once There Was a Mountain.
Once There Was... Oh, yeah. Mellow Yellow.
Yeah.
Barabba Jackal.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know, just great stuff.
It's all poetry. Right.
We have a Kim on the line who claims that she is John Waite's biggest fan. So let's let her say hi. Right. Kim, John Waite in the studio.
Hello, John. You know how much I love you.
Kim, thank you so much. It's nice to be loved. What are you wearing?
Well, I'm getting ready to go ride my horse and stuff, and then I do have a horse that's named No Brakes.
Oh, really?
And his barn name is JW.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that, No Brakes. I'd like to see that guy in the Grand National. I would, yeah. Coming up on the inside, No Brakes, as usual.
He's a racking horse, and he really can move like he has no brakes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'd like to see that horse.
Yes, I want.
I'd like to ride that horse.
Yeah. See, right now his leg is hurt though, so I can't.
Okay.
But I'll be showing him later on this summer. But I just have to tell you, everybody in the world, how JW rocks.
Oh, thanks. Well, it means a lot to me, and thank you for saying that, and it's nice speaking to you.
Thank you, Kim.
You got to see John at the City Winery.
He already had his show.
It's done.
Last night.
The show is over, and you're still coming in. You're the best.
I know. Isn't he the greatest?
Wow.
No, it's just nice to be here.
I'm seeing John all this weekend, too, so...
Yeah, we've been out for that was our third show in a row last night. The City Winery was sold out. It was great.
I thought you had one more. No one plugs a show after they're done. You're the best,
John.
You're
a nice guy.
Wow.
It's my pleasure, really. I love Chicago.
It's a pretty good city, isn't it?
It's like New York used to look. You know?
Yeah.
It's so swinging. It's the architecture is beautiful, and everybody's sort of like it's great. It's got a real street thing that's cool.
Yeah.
We're pretty nice here, I got to tell you
that. No complaints.
Well, it's the Midwest, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little more real.
Midwest, everything just lights up in the
Midwest. Yeah. John Waite is here. He will perform for us in just a little bit. We can't wait for that. Stick around if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we are here with John Waite, who had some sold-out shows at the City Winery here in Chicago and just happened to come in and see us to say hello. How cool is that?
Very nice of you, John.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, it was. But I mean, what else would I be doing, you know?
Really? Well, that's so nice of you. No. You just treated Wendy and I to a rare, it's the Meow Mix commercial.
Meow, 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 meow. Well, we had a tuning problem on stage last night. I said to the band, play some jazz. I'm trying to tune up, you know. And I thought we were going to play some, like, swing jazz, but they didn't. So in the van coming back to the hotel, I thought the Meow Mix commercial.
Beautiful.
We all know it.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's a bonus track on the latest album.
Well, it could be the end of my career.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah, I have to ask you this. The early days of MTV, there was a lot of debate back and forth between the performers as to whether or not this was good for their careers or bad for their careers. Where did you stand on that? Were you happy with the fact that music went in that direction?
Yeah, the Babies actually got a record deal through making a video. We were the first band ever, no matter what you hear, we were the first band ever to get signed by just making a video.
Really?
Yeah, in London. We couldn't get anybody to listen to us because of the name.
Yeah.
That was part of the charm of what we were doing. So we filmed it, us lip-syncing to the demos in a studio, and then we got signed. So I was very familiar with video, and I love films anyway. It's my big thing when I'm not, you know, playing music is film.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, I made a video for Change, that was like a little theatrical kind of movie. And Kurt Falkenberg III shot it. He was very good. He shot Missing You, too. And I remember one day I was in this tiny little crash pad that I lived in on 72nd Street on the west side of New York City. I had this little black and white TV and a mattress on the floor. I had no money at all at that point. Yeah. It was terrible, you know. But I had MTV on. I remember watching it coming on the air. And Video Killed the Radio Star was the first song. Yeah. And then they got on with playing the videos that they had. And nobody was making videos. And one day they played Change 8 times. Because they hadn't got any videos.
Really?
So, you know, on the back of that, you know, you look at it and you're like, do I object to video? No.
Yeah, it's a good thing for you. Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, it was that. They only had like 5 artists that had made videos that they could actually show.
Perfect.
And they were going massive across America, and there I was, and it kind of launched my career, really.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Good. So, yeah, big fan of MTV.
Yeah, I got to love them. Yeah. Good.
All right, Mark is with you on guitar.
Mark Ricciardi.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
What do you guys want to do?
Anything you want.
I heard a little Catch the Wind off the air. I don't know. It was pretty awesome.
Well, it's just sort of my version. I'm going to throw this at Mark because he's never played it, but we're going to try. In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, yeah, long to be in the warm hold of your loving mind. And to see you all around me now would be the sweetest thing. Yeah, it made me sing. Oh, but I may as well try and catch the wind. When the rain has hung the leaves with tears, I want you near to kill my fears. And everywhere I look, your eyes I'd find. And for you to love me now would be the sweetest thing. Yeah, it made me sing. Oh, but I may as well try and catch the wind. La. La la na 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 na. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that beautiful?
Covered in goosebumps. Thank you for
so
that.
Nice.
I don't know how we got through that. It's very early, and I haven't played that live ever.
Oh, I love so it, John. Nice. Wait, Bill when said he would cry if you played Missing You.
I would cry if
really?
You played me. I will weep. I will.
Get your hanky out.
All right, I'm ready.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath. And I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And it's my heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight. I am missing you at all. Since you've been gone away, I am missing you at all. No matter what my friends might say, I am missing you at all. I can lie to myself these days, I ain't missing you at all. I ain't missing you, babe.
Oh, Oh, that's so beautiful. I know people have told you this before, but here's why that's so personal. Everyone has lived that song, John. There's not a single man or woman out there who can't say you had to convince that partner or yourself that you're not missing the person who just dumped you.
Yeah, you know, I swear to God, yeah, it was a mistake. Actually, it just took about 15 minutes to write.
Really?
It was just word association. And I used it was somebody else's track. I was in the studio writing a song.
Yeah.
And they played this track, and I said, that's really good. Could I have a shot at singing over that?
Yeah.
And I used Every Time I Think of You to start the song off, because it was a baby song, Every Time I Think of You, you know?
Yeah.
Just to get me rolling. And then I came up with, you know, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering where I left. And it's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I ain't missing you at all. All in one piece.
Wow.
I mean, I was married at the time, and I was trying to get back to England, and I couldn't finish the record. And I guess I was thinking that. And it was the last thing I wrote for the record.
Yeah.
But it just came out in the most unpretentious, unguarded way.
Yeah.
You know, and you try and shoot for that because that's where it really lives, you know, that's the truth. But you can't pretend that stuff. You can't. You just can't. And I stood back from the mic after singing that much and I knew what it was. You know, I just knew it was number one. I knew I'd tapped into this thing.
Yeah.
I knew it was good.
Yeah.
You know, and when you do that, you only get those moments a few times in your life. But
so you've sang that song 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So does it still move? Because every time I hear it, I've never heard that song where it doesn't just grab me on the back of the neck. Does it still get you that way?
Yeah, I've never sung it and not believed it.
Good.
Even when I've been on the road with flu and, you know, it happens very rarely when you get that sick that you're like just dragging yourself on stage, you know. But there's a beauty. Somebody once said that Danny Boy, you know, anybody could sing Danny Boy, and it would be beautiful. It was an Irish tenor, you know, at somebody's funeral. Grown men break down.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if you had a mother singing Danny Boy, or a kid singing Danny Boy, or somebody that's living on the street,
mm-hmm.
very poignant, you know. But there's some lyrics that are bigger than the person, and they bring humanity to the person that might need to be shown. And some songs are keys, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, the great songs are keys, and that's what music is.
Yeah, beautiful.
And you just look like you were in pure joy performing that, just singing it. You're still loving this.
Well, no, I was worried about hitting the high notes because we just did three in a row, and it's very early, and I actually squawked on one of them. But I just look at that; it just sounds like I mean it. You know, I'm at that point as a singer where I just throw myself into a song now. I don't even worry about. I mean, I'm always my pitch is really good.
Yeah.
But as I got older, as I became like wise as a singer, I learned to let go of everything. Yeah, you just walk into it, and that's it. That's the truth.
That's genuine.
Yeah.
And, boy, is it good.
And there's people that warm up and like, you know, me. And it's I think that's bull, you know. I look at that and go like, come on, you know.
Right.
The old blues guys just, you know, Howling Wolf just tears into it.
I mean,
and that's why it's great. And you know, like John Lennon singing Mr. Moonlight, do you remember that? Mr. Moonlight. You know, his voice breaks. He's great.
Yeah.
You know, I go, oh boy. You know, Mary Clayton singing Gimme Shelter, and she's like, rape, murder, and her voice cracks. I still get goosebumps when I hear that.
Because
it's
real.
The imperfection.
It's just because it's coming from within.
Yeah.
It's not a rehearsed thing.
Right.
It's just feeling.
And people live for that. I mean, when you talk to somebody, they're looking for the truth in you. They're looking for you to just be straight with them, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're dressing up the conversation and using a lot of big words, they look at you like, come on, you know? And singing's like that. Singing, if you're genuine, people lean forward. They lean forward when they hear you, and, you know, and that's what you're trying to get them to do. Lean forward.
What an honor to meet you, John. We're so appreciative of you being up here.
You got any money?
John, wait. I don't have any cash on me, but I could send you some PayPal if you're interested.
Okay, I'm into that.
Wooden Heart Volume 2, available wherever music is
sold. It's going to be out in August.
Yeah.
It comes out in August, and there's also a greatest hits album that's hitting all the stores called Best.
Excellent.
So they're both coming two-fisted in August. Yeah.
Thank
Excellent.
You for being
Congrats.
Here. Mark, you sound great. I appreciate you being here. John, a pleasure. John, wait, everybody. We'll take a quick break and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy and WGN.